Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. We thank you for joining us. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we have a nice show lined up this evening.
Yes, indeed. Call us and tell us what's on your mind and everything. 515-605-9802 is the number to call. Say first name, where you're calling from. We have a good show lined up. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and his accomplishments over the 3 years he was president so far, and his State of the Union address and his accomplishments, what he hopes to accomplish in the next 4 years, if and when reelected as president of the United States. So it was a good speech, Lori.
Oh, yeah. It was an excellent speech. Absolutely excellent. I was so excited. I mean, it just made my evening. It really, really did. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
So let's just start. First, they fascinated the fools. Then they muzzled the intelligent. That is a quote from Bertrand Russell. This is how fascism starts, America. Are you going to sit idly by and watch the MAGA Republicans and corporations destroy our fragile democracy because of xenophobia and greed? What will it take for the 44% of independent voters to vote en masse for the Democratic Party in 2024? How do we kill white nationalism and get back to some semblance of normalcy in America? Let's talk about it tonight. Call in at 515-605-9802. Just say your first name, where you're calling from. Don't speak over the host and anyone else who might be on the air at the time. Try to take your turn. Failing to comply, we'll just have to hang up on you. Thanks for sharing across social media. We are here three times a week speaking on hot button issues that affect our daily lives and shape the world we live in. Glad you are on board. Visit our website at www.kitchenpolitics123.com. We're going to be having some new additions to it about our radio show and upcoming things, so we're really excited. And just know that we are not antisocial. We're just anti-social.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again. It chipped out.
Oh, I said, what would you like to start with?
Oh, well, you know, basically, you know, the five takeaways from the speech last night, State of the Union. And you noticed before we started that, you know, not one time did Republicans stand up and applaud what the president said, even on national security issues. which, you know, unifying both Democrats and Republicans. You know, I did a stone face called, you know, distant, not moving, you know. So I guess they're following what Donald Trump said. You know, they have to go by what Donald Trump said. Anyone who dared do that, you know, applaud the president, then they will hear the end from it from Donald Trump. You know, so that's a sad, sad thing, you know. You know, it's a cult when a person like Donald Trump, you know, act that way, you know. It's sad, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, Johnson, I had to laugh because he really looked very uncomfortable sitting there. He wasn't sure he wasn't sure if he should applaud. He wasn't sure if he should stand up. He wasn't sure if he was constipated. That's the way he looked. I'm sorry, but that it was actually comical to watch him last night. You know, he would shake his head every once in a while, like, no, no, no. And other times he would just kind of look away. He was so uncomfortable sitting there because he really, really didn't know how to, you know, how to be there. He really didn't. He had no clue. He was just like a lost little man sitting behind the president and then sitting next to the vice president, two intelligent, intelligent, eloquent people that are fair and right and care about the country and care about the people. And then there's Mike Johnson, you know. So there you go. That's the Republican
Party. Did you notice that Joe Biden didn't shake his hand or anything? He just nodded to him and nodded to each other, and that was it. That's how polarized the politics in America is today. You know, it's caused by Republicans because, imagine, for months, for weeks, I should say, James Lankford, the U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, and Democrats worked out this border deal, and everything was set to go and everything. But because Donald Trump said, hey, that's what I'm going to run on, don't make a border deal, and it just went to hell where no Republican voted for their own bill. So, you know, Republicans are not serious when it comes in to put America first and national security and, you know, the stature of the United States be taken seriously. And, you know, they're just a joke. And anybody who would vote for them is also a joke, a sick joke on our country, you know. So, it's just sad all around. And Mitch McConnell, he retired or announced his retirement. He won't be returning. You know, and he's going to step down in January 2025 as majority leader, which is a good thing, and it could be a bad thing because, you know, we have three people announced that, you know, they're going for the majority leader seat. One is from Utah, Mike Lee. He is a Christian fundamentalist fascist, crystal fascist. You have the current deputy minority leader, John Thune, from South Dakota. There's this other one, I can't remember his name now, but they're all crazy. You know, it's like picking less than three evils. So, you know, it's a real shit show in the Republican Party because you notice when Nikki Haley dropped out, New Hampshire Republicans scrambling because Maggie Hassan is going to run for re-election in 2024. And really nominated out of seven or eight candidates, this real nut job, who's an election denier, and now he's changing his tune, saying that, oh, you know, Biden won the election, but there are some irregularities that went on. You know, they can't accept the fact that, you know, the loss, their man lost. They can't go with dignity and grace and say, hey, you know, this is how democracy is. So they're doing everything. And if you think out there that they won't want to have a national abortion ban, then vote Republican. Vote at your own peril because women here are fed up across the board, no matter what generation it is. You know, women saying, no, this is all right. We've been fighting since 1920. We got the vote. And now some Republicans running even saying, oh, you know, women shouldn't vote. What the hell is that? You know, how dare you, Republicans? I know they want to have a national abortion. They want to make it illegal for IVF. And these same Republicans who are anti-IVF, like Mike Pence and a Christian fundamentalist, they too use in vitro fertilization. You know, so the whole hypocrisy and stupidity of Republicans.
Yeah.
And it really a cause of concern that 55% of white women are still pro-Trump or Republican. Have they learned? What will it take for them to open their eyes and say that Republicans don't give a shit about them?
Well, you know, that will be their problem at the end because, you know, not all Republican women, you know, not 100% of them or 90% or even 80% of them, you know, some of them do believe, you know, that a woman's choice, you know, in a woman's choice to make her own choice about her health care and her decisions if she wants an abortion or not. And if she votes for Trump, if, you know, those decisions will be made for her. So this is what, you know, this is what these people have to think about. You know, they have to think about, you know, do they want to continue on in a democracy where we have our choices, we have our government that, you know, we have our Social Security, our Medicare, we have health insurance, we have all those things. We have, you know, funds for bridges and infrastructure and, you know, all the things that makes America good and great and keeps, you know, keeps everyone going. Great jobs and pensions and unions and, you know, the stock market is roaring and, you know, and then you have these other people that, you know, this other MAGA group that, you know, tries to tell you that the sky is falling. It's ridiculous. And there are still a group of people that believe that. And you will never say, this is what I say. I say you will never change their minds. They are brainwashed. They're down the rabbit hole. And they're going to have to save themselves. Because we are not going to wait for them anymore. What we're going to do is we are going to go ahead. We are going to find a way to keep democracy. We're going to find people that are smart, want to vote. Mm-hmm. We're going to get every single generation involved in reelecting President Biden. That's what we have to do. Forget about these losers that, you know, that don't understand, you know, the difference between a democracy and an autocracy or even, you know, communism. You know, they just don't get it. They don't get it at all. They're ridiculous. And then
last night, the theocracy.
Yes, a theocracy as well, yes. And, you know, and last night I thought President Biden was thoughtful. I thought he was forceful. I thought he was compassionate. You know, you know, he wants to move forward with the aid package, you know, for Ukraine. Pardon?
Oh, no, sorry. You know, my computer acting up. I'm sorry, the computer acting up. That's why I heard something in the background.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking.
Yeah, go away.
You know, and then, you know, we're a nation of, you know, religious freedom as well. You know, and there are also people that do not want that. You know, they just want Christianity. That will not work in this country. It will never work in this country. You know, so, you know, this is what we have facing us right now. And, you know, he talked about Israel last night. He talked about Gaza. He talked about the Palestinians. He talked about Ukraine. You know, and we have to make sure and that, you know, Israel and Ukraine succeed, you know, because if Ukraine does not succeed, you know, that is going to be a dictatorship. It's just going to be, you know, they will, Putin will take over that country, you know, so, you know, they have to fund Israel. They have to fund Ukraine. You know, they have to help, you know, the Pakistani people. They have to help them. You know, and he wants to do that. And he wants them to send him a bill, a package, and he will sign it. So really, David, what is holding all this up? Let's talk a second of what is holding all this up, you know?
Well, Republicans,
can we
ask? You know?
Of course.
Yeah. And,
yes.
Oh, before we move forward, let's give a shout out to June and to Jerry and Brittany. They've been doing a great job with the website, kitchenpolitics123.com.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
As traffic there, going there is grand, you know. And
I know.
Some new recipes, or one recipe a scent, supposed to be going up soon and
mm-hmm.
everything, you know, and
mm-hmm.
more articles will be coming, you know. So
yep.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, but the number one thing Biden opened last night, freedom and democracy are under attack, both at home and overseas.
Yes.
That was his opening line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. And, you know, he also said that, you know, Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. You know,
mm-hmm.
they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't represent them. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the people of Gaza, we can see that they need help. We can see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he's being cruel. You know, he is
mm-hmm.
trying. This, you know, President Biden is trying. But it's
mm-hmm.
also a delicate situation. He's worked with how many different countries in the Middle East to try to get,
mm-hmm.
you know, aid and help across, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you have to have, you know, the other party has to be willing, they have to be willing
mm-hmm.
to help as well. I mean, he
Indeed.
Is not a miracle worker, like everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's Biden's fault. Well, it is not his fault. You know, we did not
mm-hmm.
attack Israel, right? We didn't attack them.
No.
You know, they were attacked
no.
by Hamas. Hamas could care less
mm-hmm.
about them. What do you think about a two-state solution? He did talk about that last night.
Oh, yeah, he did, you know. And
yes.
I think that's the only viable way that peace can come to that section of the Middle East, because
yes.
before 1948, the Palestinians had that land. But because of Great Britain and the partitioning of that land, they give,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jews coming from Europe and all over the world that land. And
mm-hmm.
It was the Rothschild who sold those lands to the Israelis. And, you know, ever since then, it's been a conflict. You know, I'm not saying Israel shouldn't exist, but at the same time, you know, there should be, you know, coexistence between Islam and
mm-hmm.
also Christianity and Judaism. You know, and it can be accomplished, but, you know, it's so much years
mm-hmm.
of strife. And you have to keep in mind, though, that the Palestinians sided with the Nazis. You know, the Mufti,
mm-hmm.
Who was the leader of the Palestinians back then, he was very pro-Hitler and hated Jews like
mm-hmm.
all the Nazis did. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it adds to the, you know, deep in the wound. Where, you know,
yes.
Israel was saying, oh, my goodness, this asshole Mufti. You know, went
mm-hmm.
in there and started with Japanese and the Italians and the Nazis. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want us to have peace with them and live in the same land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's complicated. It's not black and white, you know. A
no,
lot of gray
it's
areas.
Not.
And at the same
yeah.
time, you know, whatchamacallit, the Jews, not all of them are, there's a particular Judah. It is not Hasidic. Oh Lord, help me, Lori.
When it comes to that, can't do that. No can do, honey. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, two people lined up ready to take, ready to come on here and everything.
Okay.
The number to call mm-hmm. is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And please turn off all background sounds and noises, because it's really hard, the feedback,
mm-hmm.
and for everybody to, you know, to hear. So we're going to get these two calls now. Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
What's cooking tonight?
Elaine from Michigan.
Oh, hi, Madeline.
I,
Madeline
I
from
guess
Michigan.
There's karma. Yesterday, Trump was going out of his mind. His website wouldn't work. It was down. And when he finally got on it, he was making, he was taking the address and he was making the people into bunnies and dogs and
yes,
and chickens.
Yes.
And then
yes.
he was posting that kind of stuff. He has
yes.
he has lost it. He has just,
yes,
Trump
has
just plain lost it.
Yes, yes. He has definitely lost it. I really believe
mm-hmm.
that you know, his final days of his mental capacity are coming. I'm waiting to see his head just explode into the sky
mm-hmm.
pretty soon. That's what I'm waiting to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just so ridiculous that,
mm-hmm.
you know, those of us that understand what President Biden was trying to tell us last night were jubilant. We were happy. We knew exactly what he was talking about. He knows exactly how to push this country forward. The numbers show everything. You know, look up the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there. Numbers do not lie, you know. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
one other thing I just want to go back to for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden talked a little bit about Ukraine as well. I don't know if anyone else heard this, but a few days ago, I mean, Putin is bombing the hell out of them. And where President Zelensky was in his bunker, one of the, I don't know, bombs or what, you know, came 300 feet from where he was. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I heard that, my heart sank because I think that man is someone that needs to be respected in such a way and honored for what he has done to try to save his country. And now we have a Republican Party that does not want to give them money because they are beholden and money and arms because they are beholden to Putin. And
mm-hmm.
we need Ukraine to stay a democracy and to win this battle. That is what we need to do, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Ukraine is fighting for their freedom. They're fighting for their independence, you know, and so is Israel, Gaza. They all are. They're all fighting for that. And if we walk away, what happens? If the United States, the beacon, we are the beacon of the world. We are, you know, the light of the world. We always have been. And if we walk away from these responsibilities, which I believe are responsibilities, what is going to happen?
Right.
What do you guys see? What do you and Elaine see happening if we walk away?
If the United States walk away from helping Ukraine, Putin and Russia will go on to the next conquest. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, the Baltic states, you know, next Germany could be, Poland could be, you know. So
mm-hmm.
they're trying to rebuild their Soviet empire, and they're
mm-hmm.
trying to be a superpower once again because, you know, they have the weapons capability and what have you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So Putin
yep.
is trying to, like, put Russia on the map as a superpower and a world power again that the former Soviet
mm-hmm.
Union was. And I was thinking
yeah.
about Zionism when I was saying
oh,
Israel
okay.
was founded on
yeah.
Zionism. And not all Israelis,
yeah.
not all Israelis are Zionists. Let's just put that out there. You know, so
mm-hmm.
there are extremists on both sides. Zionists and the mega Islamists who, like, they really hate each other. You know, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, Russia, just like Hitler and the Nazis, we'll keep pushing. How far can I go before the Western powers and allies, you know what we're up to and try to stop us? And if they don't,
mm-hmm.
if they don't stop Putin from now, he's going to be our next Hitler. You get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And try to form a next
yeah.
Eastern Bloc type deal, you know, with the countries that he conquered and everything. So
mm-hmm.
I can't afford that to happen. And our next
no.
thing, China is flexing the muscles in the Asian Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Japan is scared. You know, different countries in that region are scared because Japan is setting their eyes on Taiwan and,
mm-hmm.
you know, want to take over Taiwan because, as we know, Taiwan is very rich in manufacturing and making chips and what have you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And China wants a piece of Taiwan or all of Taiwan. So, again,
mm-hmm.
America, the United States and NATO can't allow that to happen. You know, because
no.
that's just aggression by a foreign entity against an independent nation. And if Hitler couldn't get away with it, why does China and Russia think they can get away with it? Madeline, if you're out there listening, call back. I don't know what happened, if you hung up or you got cut off, but, you know, we'd love to hear your perspective as well. Elaine, what do you think?
Well, what I got from that, from the address yesterday was this.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans and Democrats have always gotten along. They've had different opinions, but they have sat down at the table and they would work out a compromise. What I saw last night was disgusting. You don't stand up for better teachers? I mean, come on. You don't stand up when somebody is introduced in the audience? I mean, you might not believe in unions, but the man is a union leader. You stand up.
Yep, he was there as well.
You know, I looked at that, you know, we're going to help the teachers, we're going to help the country. There is common ground there. At least there was common ground there. There's items there that should appeal to both sides. And they sat there. And then you have a congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who completely disrespects the rules and shows up in a MAGA hat.
Yep.
You have a congressman, I didn't catch his name, who showed up in a T-shirt with Trump's mugshot.
Oh, I saw that. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he was either. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. He's a tall, lanky guy. Kind of a real mean look on his face.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he appeared. I didn't catch his name, but when Biden was talking about Putin taking over, that's something that everybody should agree on. They sat there.
Yeah. You would think. It's mind-boggling. Do they not live in the same country as we live in? Will they not have to follow the same rules if we lose our democracy? Do they understand that? Do they have families? Do they have parents? Do they have children growing up? What the hell is going on?
They want to be dictators themselves. They want what they want, and they do not give a damn what anybody else wants.
Yeah.
They want their religion to rule. This is not a religion.
They're not going to get their way. They are not going to get their way. That's all.
This is a country where we have what we must have at least 100 different religions.
Yeah.
No, more than 100, please. There are over 20,000 religions in the world. And,
off the ballpark in the United States, there's probably a couple thousand religions. I don't know.
So do you notice his touching on January 6th during the speech, Joe Biden said, quote, "You can't love your country only when you win," and he has a valid point there, because Republicans tend to have sour grapes, you know, when they lost fair and square, even though they tried to gerrymander the hell out of different districts, and it's like they win at all costs. You know, they don't have any policies to put forward.
The Republican Party has just lost their cotton pick in mind. I mean, you've got Cindy McCain. Now, she is a Republican. And she is getting money and donations for food for the people of Gaza. And she is just as concerned, and she has been in contact with President Biden. I mean, come on. Yes. People. We're people. Don't we all bleed?
Yes, we all bleed red.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm beginning to wonder. I think they must bleed a different color. I think they think that they're so great that they bleed purple.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, he also talked about, President Biden also talked about, you know, taxes. You know, he said that there's 100 billionaires in this country, and they only pay 8.3% in taxes. You know, that's really unfair to the middle class because some in the middle class.
Well, Lori, hold on. Not 100 billionaires, 1,000 billionaires, 1,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 100? I'm sorry. 1,000 billionaires. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I have. There's 1,000 billionaires in this country, and they pay 8.3% in tax, which is basically nothing. And, you know, there are other middle-class people that pay upwards, you know, 22%, 23%. That is so unfair. And then these same billionaires look down on people that are, you know, can't make ends meet, working as hard as they possibly can. And then if they have to have Medicaid because they can't afford health insurance, you know, or food stamps because they, you know, they cannot feed their family, but they are still working, you know, to survive, you know, they call them welfare queens and, you know, like they're sucking off the, you know, sucking off the government. You know who's sucking off the government? These people are sucking off the government. These people are the welfare kings and queens. The billionaires are the welfare kings and queens of this country. And President Biden is right. He wants to raise taxes on these corporations and on these billionaires, and rightfully so. Rightfully so.
And when President Biden was talking about making medication affordable, that is something that both sides should have stood up for. I mean, Republicans get sick, do they not?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so frustrating because it seems like this MAGA group, this group of Republicans, they're all inside this bubble and they're just thinking about themselves and how they're going to destroy the country, basically destroy its foundation. And we are not going to allow that. And yes, there are Republicans, and we know that, down south. How many Republicans are down south that can't that are on welfare and food stamps? Really, honestly and truly. And they keep voting Republican. It blows
our
minds.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Let's
call a spade a spade. They're stupid, basically. You know? They're ignorant. They're willfully ignorant. There are other news sources out there besides Fox News and AON and whomever, and decide to follow the gravy train when it comes on to right-wing politics because it fuels their hate, you know. And check your private message, Lori. I sent some messages and everything. So, you know, our next thing is the text exchange on immigration where Joe Biden says, send me the border bill now. Because the camera lens focusing on James Langford, he was the master crafter of that bill in the U.S. Senate, and a version of it was going to the House. But as you know, House Speaker Mike Johnson said that, you know, just dead on arrival, you know. So, you know, I mean, they have no plan, really. The plan is to say no to everything, try to shut down everything, make Joe Biden and Democrats look bad, so they can run on immigration and try to win, because I'm pretty sure that American people are more savvy than that. You know, not their people in the Bible Belt and South, because, you know, those people are highly ignorant and stupid. I'm sorry. That's a call a spade a spade. And, but other places, like in the Midwest and the Northeast Belt, and especially the West, and, you know, New Mexico and places like that, we'll sit through the Republican bullshit. We're not a fall for it. Never have, never will. You know, Republicans are insane, and they don't know what patriotism is. I love throwing around that word, but I don't know what patriotism is. You know, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yes, that is the truth. Should be ashamed of themselves, but unfortunately, they are not, because we have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene in there, who told a reporter, and that is what President Biden, when he mentioned saying that, well, he, in his speech today, I should say, in Pennsylvania, he was in Pennsylvania, and he did a speech this afternoon, and he said, what has happened to being civil to each other? What has happened to, you know, to people just being nice to each other, just caring about each other? He said, what is it when, you know, you tell someone to F off? And you know who he was talking about. He's talking about her because she told a reporter to F off because she didn't like the question that she asked her.
And the question was about the question was about the spin slanders, the Jewish spin
slanders. Yes, it was.
That,
yes,
you know, that she, you know, brought up when she was a conspiracy theorist,
yes,
and wasn't proper content. And the reporters,
yes,
are respectful. They say, hey, you know, you talk about, you spoke about the Jewish space leaders. And she said, you know, do your own research and stop talking crap and making things up. You can go fuck off. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said to this woman.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
yes, she called herself a Christian, a born again, but would Jesus, what would Jesus do? Tell somebody to go fuck off? No, I doubt it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, so.
No.
Yeah.
I think Jesus would wash her mouth out with soap.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's, you know, that one there, I mean, I don't, if she gets reelected, then I will say I've lost hope in this country because there
well,
has
she
to
will
be,
because her district is a gerrymandered district, and there's no Democrat that can win in that district. It's too gerrymandered.
They haven't seen, they have not watched the way she has behaved and the things she has done in the past 2 years, how disgraceful she
care.
Is.
They don't care. They don't care. MAGA people don't care, you know?
Yeah.
You know, look what Boebert has done. But MAGA people still support her. I just switched over to District 4, Congressional District 4, because Ken Buck is retiring. He's gotten some death threats from MAGA people because he's not lockstep with Trump. And so he decided not to run for re-election after years, you know, as a congressman. You know, so lo and behold, District 3 in Colorado, her Democratic opponent, Adam Frisch, is outraising her 10-1. She won barely by 600 votes last time around in 2022. And she knows full well she can't beat Adam Frisch, her Democratic challenger, again. You know, so what she do, since Buck is retiring, she jump over to the Congressional District 4, which is 20% or plus 20 Republican leaning. You know, so she abandoned the people who voted for her in first place in 3 and got the Congressional District 4. You know, and that's carpet bagging. And people don't like carpetbaggers that side of the country, you know. So Lauren Boebert is in for a rude awakening, hopefully, even though it's plus 20 Republican. I hope people sick of her enough to say, nah, you know, we may not vote Democratic, but we're not going to vote for Lauren Boebert. She has no integrity, no class. She calls herself a family values person, but yet still she's jerking off people in the public watching a musical, Beetlejuice musical. You know, and you know, her kids robbing neighbors and people with brain cancer and having their credit cards and you know, it's just antiquated. You know, what she says she believes in and what she practices as a quote unquote Christian is crap. You know?
Yeah.
And if you want to lead people as a member of Congress, make sure your family is, you know, in lockstep with what you believe. You know, take care of your family first before you try to lead other people in Congress. You know? And next thing that Joe Biden spoke about is Roe versus Wade. As we all know, that Republicans tried to have a national abortion. And Trump was the reason it was overturned. And he brags about it. So, you know, Coney Barrett, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, those three were appointed during his tenure as president of the United States. You know, and you know, Gorsuch is a, you know, born again fundamentalist. Kavanaugh is a rapist slash liar who loves drinking beer. And Corona Barrett never tried one trial in her life, but yet still, she's on the Supreme Court. You know, so with Christian fundamental, with Christian fundamentalism guiding those three, plus you ought to have the other two, Alito and Roberts. You know, they have a majority, and no matter how obvious it is that, you know, the Constitution should be first and foremost, they inject a Christianity in it.
And not only that, David, he brought it to the Supreme Court. He looked right at them when he was talking about, you know, the abortion issue and Roe versus Wade and how they overturned it. I think they looked shocked that he even did that. And he did say, yes, I'm looking at you. He did say it. So this is, I just want to read the paragraph that he talked about in Roe versus Wade, because I don't know if everyone heard it, and I think it's important. In its decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court majority wrote, women are not without electoral or political power. Clearly, those bragging about overturning Roe versus Wade have no clue about the power of women in America, Biden said. As several justices who wrote the Dobbs decision watched, if you, the American, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I will restore Roe versus Wade as law of the land again. He took on the Republicans and Trump directly, saying, and I quote, many of you in this chamber and my predecessor, he never called him by name. I think he said that about 13 times, sir. Are promising to pass a national ban on abortion that could amount to forcing survivors of rape and incest to carry the pregnancy to term. What Biden didn't specify was that if Republicans hold control in either chamber, it's a lost cause. And we know that. You know, if we lose the House or the Senate, and, you know, either or, it is. It's a lost cause. At a minimum, codifying abortion rights nationwide would require a Democratic trifecta and 50 votes to pierce the Senate 60 vote filibuster rule. Biden is betting heavily that the backlash to the GOP success at overturning Roe versus Wade and attempts to restrict abortion will yield Democratic votes. And I believe that as well. I believe that women in the country are fired up. And not only that, the IVR, the infertile vitro fertilization, the Alabama Supreme Court, you know, to take away from women now. They are fired up and angry. They're, the woman from Texas, I don't know if you guys noticed her. She was there, the one that had to leave, they had to flee Texas. Go get her abortion. She was there and she stood up. And also there was a woman that was sitting next to her. She was in the middle of having IVF, and now that may not come true because she is from Alabama. So she was, well, and that's going to destroy, you know, her, you know, her, her future. Her future is unknown because she wanted a family. You know, so not only are they not pro-life, now, why, how can they profess that they're pro-life if they want to stop this woman, the only way that she can get, you know, possibly get pregnant, her best, how do I put it, her
shot,
the best way
shot to get pregnant.
Best shot to get get pregnant would be using IVF, you know. She's not guaranteed, but she wants a family. And they want to take that away, so how is that pro-life?
And, you know, you have to add on to that, you know, Mike Pence and others who are in the House who are Republican, even Democrats, Tammy Duckworth, U.S. Senator from Illinois, if it wasn't for IVF treatment, they wouldn't have children. So it's good for them, but not good for the regular folks, you know? Yeah, so it's all the whole hypocrisy of it all, really. And Elaine, what do you think about the confrontation Marjorie Taylor Greene had with the president during the middle of his speech? She keeps shouting and yelling, Lake and Riley. Lake and Riley, as you know, is the woman, 23-year-old woman, who was killed while jogging at the University of Georgia. And undocumented immigrant has been charged with her murder. So one, you know, random act of violence that killed this young woman. You know, all of a sudden, all immigrants are bad in the eyes of Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, what
well,
do you say to that,
all, she, looked, she looked like a clown. She had a hat on, which is not protocol in the chambers. And she shouted like a gutter thug. That is not the place to have a debate. And I think that President Biden, President Biden handled it very well. He looked at her. He said he understands that the family is hurting, and his he gave his condolences to the family. And and I think he shut her down that way by being polite. But she isn't even a roach. I don't even know what to call her.
Because remember, it was her boss, Donald Trump, who shut down the whole deal for a political win. So unfortunately, politics have derailed the bill so far that Democrats and Republicans work so hard together to put. And another point, Green yelled, liar, as Biden spoke. It's actually happened to learn from the last time. You know, so lawmakers...
What I can't fathom is they cheat, they steal, they lie. There is nothing, absolutely nothing Christian about, I would say, 99% of the Republicans right now in office. I mean, right here in our own state, they're willing to lie to put Trump in office. They knew that their precinct, that their area voted for Joe Biden, but they were going to forge documents. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to keep saying his name, Stanley Grott. He's the head of the elections in Shelby Township. Shame on him.
Shame on him
and the other 20 are so that we're going to do that here in Michigan. I don't have their names, but that's one name I remember.
I think he was a touch of class.
And he's really a piece of work. All he cares about is himself.
Of course. I guess Donald Trump elected. I think it was a touch of class by Democratic women that wore white outfits and the pins reading Fighting for Reproductive Freedom. You know, Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republicans that wore white ribbons that included Riley's name, who Marjorie Taylor Greene was heckling Joe Biden about. And the Dad Caucus wore pins with Lego blocks to symbolize building blocks of a better future on matters like affordable child care and paid leave. So Congressman Troy Nels of Texas, Republican, wore T-shirts. That's the guy who wore a T-shirt with Trump's mugshot from last summer in Atlanta. And he was booked for allegedly election subversion and a rally cry from the ex-president. So Troy Nels, Republican from Texas, is a congressman who wore that shirt and everything. And Republicans invited families of Israeli hostages, while Democrats invited women affected by the recent Alabama IDF ruling. And Sean Fain, the UAW president, was there. He got a shout-out by the president. And he joked about his age. And he showed his populist side with his speech. It was a fiery speech. He came out with all guns blazing, you know. And Trump, if Donald Trump were put in that position, I don't think he could put two sentences together. That's how stupid and senile Donald Trump is. So
the other thing that bothered me is that John Lewis's Voters' Right Act has not been voted on. That's a shame for this country.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolute
They're trying to go back to the Jim Crow
shame. And President Biden brought out that fact that it hasn't been voted on. And he addressed the issue. We know what we have to do. We
mm-hmm.
not only
mm-hmm.
have to vote for President Biden, but we have to vote
mm-hmm.
in a strong House and Senate so that we can
mm-hmm.
get
mm-hmm.
normal. We can get back to normal.
Yeah, let's get a new call in. 515-605-9802 is the number you call. Say first name, where are you calling from? Hello, caller. I think this is Naz. I'm not sure. Hello, welcome to the show. What's cooking?
Hi, this is Boyer.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Well. What's on your mind?
What do I think about what?
What do you think about the president's speech last night in the State of the Union?
Well, I was calling about his speech he gave tonight, and where he said, elect me to Congress, when he's not even running for Congress. What are we doing?
Say what? I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
Did you not see his speech tonight? He said, elect me to Congress. I'll reverse Roe versus Wade. What's he talking about?
No,
he said elect me a Democratic Congress.
So he can.
He did
get
say that. You got to check your facts. It's on video.
Oh, boy. You misunderstood what he said that last night, actually. That was probably
whatever. We don't have to talk about today or tomorrow, but he said, elect me to Congress.
No, he did not say, elect me to Congress. He
that
said,
was his word for word thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I watched the video.
Okay, so hold on a second. So
how did he not say it? I heard it word for word.
I saw the same program. That is not what he said.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he said. I just watched it 2 seconds ago and then called in.
Was it from last night?
Okay, not the State of the Union.
He's in Pennsylvania or something.
Okay, so what was the highlight of his speech last night in the State of the Union if you watched it? You know,
I'm not talking about
the
State of the Union. I'm talking about what he just said like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, but I'm asking you, Carla, what did you, if you saw the State of the Union, what did you think about the president's
speech? No, I called in and said, what do you think about him saying today that he called?
Well, the problem
okay.
is.
Okay, bye-bye.
The problem we're having.
I did.
Did you hang up? Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how. I don't know. What is he talking about?
Don't worry about it. Let's go on.
He said that the president said that,
elect me to Congress and I'll get back Roe versus Wade. The president didn't say that. He said, elect me a Democratic Congress and.
Yes.
Yeah, he's calling back. No. Elect me a Democratic Congress and I'll bring back Roe versus Wade. That's what he said.
I want to see. Let me see the Pennsylvania. I know he did a speech this afternoon in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically what he said last night. I did hear it this afternoon.
But the thing
and
is,
I thought, wow,
sometimes, like
for
Trump,
what he said last night.
You know, Joe Biden makes snafus in a speech. And if indeed he said, that, you know, he wants to be elected to Congress, it was a mistake, an honest mistake by President Biden.
Compare
his speech to the Orange Monster. The Orange Monster just stands up there and just rambles on and on and on incoherently and unhinged and shits at diapers, you know, and makes funny noises and praise Vladimir Putin and other dictators in the world. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And he dances, a stupid dance. You know, he can't walk down a flight of steps. He can't make a coherent sentence. You know, he can't drink a bottle of water without using his two hands. The man is insipid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's constipated or he's shitting himself every time he's on stage. You know, that rancid smell, even his own supporters said, God, you know, he's shitting his pants. You know, do you want somebody who's senile and shitting his pants as president of the United States? No. The man is a danger, not only to America, but to the world.
Do you know
David, where was that caller from?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but, you know, he said
well,
that he
I got
watched,
a message for him because I was at PT the other day, and a group of us women got to talking about politics, and
we came to a consensus that if these Republican men and these MAGA men keep pushing the issue, that we are going to outlaw the little blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We also came to a consensus that these younger men, if they keep pushing the issue that we can't do anything with our own body, we are going to demand a mandatory vasectomy for men.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys had better wake up, because we are pissed. That's the end of my my lecture to the whatever trolls are listening.
So Biden also accused Republicans of wanting to cut Social Security, which prompted a few shouts and boos. And quoting the president here, my friends on the other side of the aisle want to put Social Security on a chopping block. If anyone here tries to cut Social Security, Medicare, and raise the retirement age, I will stop you. He also mocked Republicans in the audience, saying he noticed some of them voted against his infrastructure package, but are cheering on the money that it brings in their districts. And according to Joe Biden, he said, you don't want that money in your district. Let me know. You know, so there's a lot of laughter after he made that comment and everything. Should I let this caller back on? He's calling back.
Let him call back.
Well, it's up to you guys.
He's back on. Hello. Yes.
Hey, I'm going to be calm. This is Boyer. I think we got cut off. I said Biden said that, and you said he said it in State of the Union, and I wasn't talking about that. He's wearing a quarter zip in the video I'm talking about. He said it tonight in Pennsylvania.
Okay. A what? He's wearing a
hung up on me.
It was obviously it was a snafu by the president. Walmart mistake.
Well, why would you hang up on me
and
say you said it at the State of the Union? I didn't say that.
Okay.
You hung up on me. I'm trying to have a discussion because I have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Okay. And the President of the United States makes snafus like everybody else. But Donald Trump, he rambles on when he speaks.
Well, I'm not talking about Trump. The Democrats bring up Trump all the time. I'm just talking about the State of the Union. He said that, and he makes a lot of snafus, like you said.
This is our show, and you're not going to dictate how the show goes.
I know, but if I'm the only one calling in, you have no audience, and I'm just trying to bring a different perspective to it, and you lied and hung up on me, and...
Okay, 400 people waiting, okay? So it's not you alone.
Say again?
Yeah, okay, so other people are waiting on the line, so I'll put you through.
No, there's nobody else on that line. Trust me, nobody's listening to this show.
Okay.
Oh, whatever, man.
He's
all
wearing
right.
A corner
zipper.
Yeah,
you're gone. Goodbye. You're dead. Goodbye.
Off.
Yeah. How dare him. Yeah, so anyway, it wasn't Biden who said that the Revolutionary War used airports and everything and all sorts of garbage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Yosemite. What the hell is Yosemite? Call off from wherever you're from. Don't call back, you know? Go to hell. You're an asshole. You're an idiot. You're a troll. We don't have time for that nonsense.
No. We have to save democracy. You know, I am so worried about our democracy. And for people like that caller, I wish that he would go to a country and visit for 6 months somewhere where it is not a democracy, and see if he either stays alive or comes back alive to this country. That's what I would like to see. But these people have no clue what fascism is. They have no clue what our democracy has done for our country. They don't understand it. And so what? If President Biden made a mistake when he spoke for 90 minutes last week. I think he did a great job. And you know what? When I'm on this show and when I'm talking, I make mistakes as well, because we are human beings. We are not spiritual beings. We are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. Call Sean Hannity. Call Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and whoever. You know, we have another caller from Michigan. I think this is Susie calling in from Michigan. Hello, Susie. Welcome to the show.
I'm a big fan.
I've been listening. I'm a big fan. I always listen. Sometimes I don't call in, but I'm here. I'm one of your regulars. And,
and hundreds of people.
Did you see the thing I sent you about 91 psychiatrists wrote in to say that Trump is crazy?
Yes.
And he has got dementia, and he shouldn't be, you know, all these other things, and he should not be president. 91 registered psychiatrists, doctors.
Absolutely. Yes. They did. They did a report. I mean, they have been watching. They've been watching his videos. They've been listening to him slur and sweat and the way he speaks because he doesn't make when he talks. He's either high on something or he's just losing his mind. And 90 psychiatrists.
91. Yeah,
91,
there were 91.
91 psychiatrists wrote a paper. They all signed it as a petition for him not to run for president because he is not coherent enough. They say he has dementia.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention that his whole cabinet said the same damn thing. The military guys, Secret Service guys, secretaries, you name it, all said he's nuts and he shouldn't be in office. He cannot be president. And then all the crap that he texts all the time and, you know, acting all crazy, and he got bent out of shape because Biden actually criticized him. Holy crap, you know? So, I mean, the guy is Looney Tunes. That's all to it. And there's no way. The whole world is shuddering. They are so afraid if he becomes a president again, we're all screwed. The whole world is screwed. Because, Putin and China and North Korea and Argentina and Venezuela are all going to gang up and take over the world. And we're all out of luck.
Yeah.
Well,
this is a do or die.
The BRICS nation, Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, and now South Africa, BRICS nation, they're putting up an economic togetherness. And they're going to, you know, challenge the United States economically worldwide. Okay? So imagine if a fool and a stooge and a clown like Donald Trump is president of the United States. He's going to give Russia and BRICS nations everything they want. And this country will suffer under his tenureship because Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's arrogant. He's lazy. He doesn't read presidential daily briefings. The man is just a joke. And what do you speaking about a joke, what do you think, I don't know if anybody saw it, about Katie Britt's response to the state of the
Union. Was disgusting. That was, put her in the kitchen, right, back in the 50s? It's my children I'm so worried about. Oh, give me a break. The lady's nuts. Why would they pick her? You know? That just fits in with the anti-abortion and no IVF and women can't work and we don't know what we want and, you know, go back to the 50s. Oh, my God.
You know, she's like, I call her the hillbilly. Handmaiden hillbilly. That's what I call it. That's my nickname.
Or a stepford wife.
Stepford.
Remember that movie?
She delivered this intense speech hammering Democrats on immigration, abortion, crime, and other issues. And then she talked about how we stepped in the blood of patriots and called Biden a dithering and diminished leader who's not in command. I mean, Jesus, have you seen Donald Trump? Except in what blood of patriots, you know? You call attacking the Capitol Hill, you know, an act of patriotism. And at one point, Senator Britt from Alabama seemed to blame Biden for the death of Lake and Riley, the 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia.
I saw that.
An undocumented immigrant has been charged with her murder, and Republicans use a tragedy in their push for stricter border policies, you know, but not gun control. You know, of course, gun control.
Yeah,
that
was just
going to
say that. How many people are shot here all the time, you know, and in Michigan, parents are still in trial for the Oxford murders at that school because they bought the stupid gun for a kid that had mental problems. I mean, it's happening every day. I mean, how many thousands of people got to be shot before they take away the automatic weapons? There's no reason to have any. It was banned during Clinton, and then it came back during Trump. I mean, give me a break.
And for that idiot caller who's been about calling in, trust me, people are listening. People are calling in. Independents, Democrats, couple Republicans, you know, people like you who refuse to talk to why because you're illiterate, you're arrogant, you're impudent, and you're rude. You're not going to come onto this show and try dictate what the show speaks about, okay? We have an agenda, we're talking about it, we set it up and everything. And, you know, you can talk about anything. It's not your freedom of speech because this is not your fucking show. So go to hell and don't call here. Not even listen to us, okay? We don't care if you listen to us because you're idiots. And
if they take over your show, they try to take over your show. It's yours. Yeah. And you guide the speakers. You allow people to speak, but they can't take over and speak over and be rude to people. That's not right.
Exactly. And the only reason why some people rather call in and listen and not come on air because they're shy. And we understand that, we respect that and everything. So you as a Republican, as a Trump mega fart idiot, asshole, don't come on the show and try to, you know, dictate to us what we talk about and what Biden said and what Biden didn't say and what have you. Fuck you, you know? But anyway, moving on. So
one other thing I heard that you probably heard already, too, is that, you know, Trump's worried about getting money to pay off all his lawyer fees and his big $500 million fine and stuff. And they're really worried that he's getting foreign money from Russia and stuff. His son-in-law already got $2 billion. What do you want to make a bet? He already hit him up for a loan, right, from his son-in-law?
Little something that we need to talk about because there is something going on. First of all, let me think. Elon Musk and Republicans met with him this past week. What they spoke about, I do not know, but you can kind of guess, you know. Maybe he's asking them, you know, to help him with his legal fees, and who knows what he's going to give them in return when he's, quote, elected. You know what I'm saying? So
I heard on one of the news things said that he told the news people that, no, he didn't give them any money. And he didn't admit that he asked them for money. He said, we just talked.
Okay, we believe him. Right. We believe him. We believe everything that he says. No, we do not. No, absolutely do not.
And a thing that I have to mention also is that New York 21st Congressional District, Democrat Steve Holden, he is running against Elaine Stojakovic, or what's her name? The third most powerful member in the House. Stefanik, yes. He's running in 21st Congressional District. And go to his website, www.believeinsteve.org, and send money to him, volunteer for him. Yeah. And Sunday night coming up, we'll have Christina
Hines.
Go ahead. Yeah, Christina Hines. She is running to be the prosecutor for Macomb County. She'll be our special guest Sunday. And, you know, we're going to ask her some questions and really push her campaign because she's a good person. And when she wins that seat, she'll be the first woman to be the prosecutor in Macomb County. So we look forward to that interview and all with Christina Hines, you know. And we had a couple of weeks back, the lady we interviewed, she's running for Congress.
Diane
Young. Diane Young, that's her name. You know, that was a good interview. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully people contribute to her campaign. And also, you know, help her with phone banking and door-to-door knocking on doors and registering people to vote and everything. We need good Democrats in there, not career politicians and liars and Trump minions, because we saw the disaster of the four years that Donald Trump was in there. And he's not a good person. He's beholden to Putin and the Kremlin, and he borrowed millions upon millions of dollars from the Russian mafia. And everything that's dark comes to light. Letitia James, there in New York, the Attorney General from New York, is going after him. He owes millions there. He owes millions to E. Jean Carroll. He has 91 counts, four different jurisdictions. There's no way and no how this idiot cannot escape prison. He is a fraud. Mm-hmm. Every business that he has ever had has failed miserably. Mm-hmm. He got $400 million dollars in from his father in inheritance. Mm-hmm. How can you lose $400 million and been bankrupt six times? How do you bankrupt a casino? He's not a good businessman. He's a fraud. He's a failure. You know, and these people follow him like he's Lord Jesus Christ. It's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to do business with him because he shortcuts them. He doesn't pay them what they're owed. And, you know, it's just disgraceful. Can't have a man like that as president of the United States again.
No.
He had a contractor at his casino, and he owed him over $1 million, and the guy had to pay his workers and didn't have the money, and he committed suicide.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
I just want to go back 1 second, if I may. Hello? Hello?
Yes, listening.
Okay, I just want to go back 1 second. I'm going to go back to Steve Holden for a minute. Once again, his website is steveandsteve.org. He is running for New York's 21st Congressional District. I just want to read a little bit about him, because he is such a nice gentleman. I've spoke to him a few times, and we are working to get him on our show as well. And he's from District 1, and that's in New York, actually. Having dedicated 2 decades to serving our nation, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Holden is ready to serve once more, this time as your congressman for New York's 21st District. I wanted to find about his family. Okay, he is Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Holden, is a devoted son, father, friend, and an Army veteran with over 20 years of service, is wholeheartedly committed to serving New York's 21st District in response to the ongoing attacks on democracy, science, freedom, facts. Steve Holden is resolute in his responsibility to restore dignified representation in Washington. He is determined to lead by example and deliver for his constituents in his district. So if anyone wants to, you know, give a few dollars to his campaign, once again, his website is believeinsteve.org. I wish I could read tonight. That's just a little something. Like I said, he's going to be on our show coming up. We haven't made a date yet. The other thing I think we need to talk about, David, if you don't mind, we need to talk about the Hungary's leader, Viktor Orban.
Hungarian leader, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trump met with the Hungarian leader, Viktor Orban, and continued embracing autocrats. You know, and he met with him, a conservative populist whose crackdown in Hungary have sparked criticism that he's eroding the country's democracy. So former President Trump met Friday with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban as the likely Republican presidential nominee continued to embrace of autocratic leaders who are part of the global pushback against democratic traditions. Orban has been an icon to some conservative populists for championing what he calls illiberal democracy replete with restrictions on immigration and LGBTQ rights. But he also cracked down on the press and judiciary in his country in Hungary and rejiggered the country's political system, kept his party in power while maintaining the closest relationship with Russia among all European Union countries. So this guy, Orban, he's been a Trump ally, mm-hmm. and Donald Trump is embracing Orban's approach. And on Thursday, as foreign dignitaries milled through Washington, D.C., ahead of the President's State of the Union address, Orban skipped the White House and instead spoke to the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, overseeing the 2025 project, the effort to create a governing blueprint for Trump's next term. So, quote, supporting families, fighting illegal migration, and standing up for the sovereign of our nations, this is the common ground for cooperation between the conservative forces of Europe and the United States, Orban wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, after the Heritage Foundation appearance. Yeah, so this guy, Donald Trump, loves dictators. He loves strongmen. And, you know, it's funny because he's not a strongman. He shits himself on stage. He can't put two sentences together to make sense. You know, so he then flew to Florida where he met Trump. That's Orban. Late Friday afternoon, as a former president beachfront compound, Mar-a-Lago, Orban posted on his Instagram account footage of him and his staff meeting with Trump and the former president's staff. Then, after the prime minister walking through of the compound and handing Melania Trump a giant bouquet of flowers. So in the video, Trump praised Orban to a laughing crowd. And this is what Trump said. He's a non-controversial figure because he says, this is the way it's going to be, and that's the end of it, right? Trump sent the Hungarian prime minister. He's the boss. Yeah, so Trump here is kissing the ass of this dictator, Hungary, and Orban's approach appeals to Trump's brand of conservatives who have abandoned their embrace of limited government and free markets for a system that sided with their own ideology. You know, Reagan would be like turning in his grave now at what the Republican Party has turned into. So according to the American Enterprise Institute fellow, his name is Dilibor Rohack, he said that, quote, they want to use the tools of government to reward their friends and punish their opponents, which is what Orban has done. You know, so basically, Trump wants, if he gets back, he won't get back in, but if he gets back in there, he'd use the Justice Department to go after his political enemies. He'd use the civil service and the civil servants who are professional. And not worried about this Democrat-Republican thing. They're professionals. He wants to get rid of all that and put in his people, his yes men and yes women, you know? And what is more big government than erasing a whole bunch of people and putting in your people? You know, that makes no sense. What is more big government than going inside a woman's womb, you know, and trying to dictate if she has IVF or if she has a right or not a right to have an abortion? You know, it's between her and her doctor, whichever deity, if she believes in any deity, you know?
And what about women and children that are raped? And they have to, they want them to have the a 10-year-old to have a baby. I mean, give me a break. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And who are they? I can't, it's separation of church and state. That's what our country was founded on. You do what you want according to your religion, but don't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
That's what is in the Constitution. They're so big on the Constitution, but they never follow it.
Exactly. Well, and this guy keep calling back, and I'm not going to answer him because, you know, he wants to hijack the show. I will not allow that, you know. We're giving too many chances. And they're just turning things upside down.
Can we talk a second what an autocracy is? Because I don't think some people, I mean, we've always been a autocracy in this country. People are born and raised, you know, every single day in this country under a democracy, under a country that we have rules and we have laws, but we do not have people, one person making a decision for the whole country. So an autocracy is a political regime where a single individual, an autocrat, holds the power, qualified as personal and absolute power. The autocrat's power covers all political, economic, social, and military power. One man, think about that, one man, or one woman, but it's usually a man, of course, and there's no one to tell him that they disagree because he is it. He is it.
And that's Putin. He throws out his enemies out of four-story buildings or poison them to death if you say anything against them.
Kim Jong-un of Korea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't understand. That alone, let's just talk about, because let's say you're pro-life, okay, so you want to, you know, you're pro-life, so you want to vote for president, you want to vote for a Republican because you're pro-life, okay. You want to vote Republican because you say you're a conservative Republican, whatever the hell that means, I don't know. You want to vote Republican because you want lower taxes, okay, and because you make a lot of money. All right, that's fine. But in a democracy, at least we have choices. At least we have debates. If someone, if President Biden was an autocrat and he proposed the things that he proposed, we would have pro-life. You know, we wouldn't have the things that they want to take away. I hope people understand the difference, because I'm not sure a lot of people do. Like I said, when you're born and raised in a society where you can go on TikTok and you can, you know, play on TikTok, go on Facebook, go on Instagram, you know, you can fly all over the world because you're an American and you have your passports and, you know, you can work wherever you want. You're not told, you know, that you can't vote, those kinds of things. And if you don't cherish all those things, then you don't belong in this country. You don't belong here. Go someplace else. We have room. We'll make room for others. We'll make room for immigrants that are dying to come here to make a better life, because they know what it's like not to have a government that works for them.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen in all your life so many famous people write books with warnings about the, you know, like Rachel and Barbara McQuaid from Michigan? She is appearing here in Traverse City at the National Writers Series. She's got the book called Attack from Within. So many people are writing, like, what's her name? Cheney. They're all warning us. Bad things can happen. We have to stop it. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, this is like, we should look back to the 1920s, early 30s. That's when the Nazis, the fascists were even in America. Father Coughlin had his radio show. I mean, people were listening to all that crap. And we wound up fighting Nazis in Germany, but was here too. And these people are warning us, lawyers, judges, authors, professors, psychiatrists. I've never seen anything like it. And people need to listen. They need to listen. Yeah. They need to educate themselves, find out what's true and what isn't, not listen to propaganda media like Fox and a lot of those YouTube channels or whatever. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It scares me to death.
Yes, indeed. Hey, so what do y'all think about this black guy? He just got a Republican nomination for the governor, and he was quoting directly Hitler directly. I still get his name, but this is how far the North Carolina Republican Party has gone, off the deep end, off the cliff, so to speak, where you know they can nominate this Uncle Tom Negro, this House Negro, basically, who's a Trumper, don't know himself from his shadow. And his name is Mark Robinson. He won a Republican Party nomination for governor of North Carolina. You know, he's a homophobe, and he is lock, stock, barrel, a MAGA Republican.
Yep.
He's the one that, that the black people owe the government money, that the black people shouldn't get reparations, that the black people should dig in their pockets and pay the government back.
Yeah,
now,
and
that's
he believes,
you know,
too, that women shouldn't vote. And he
that's
also
insane.
Believes that women shouldn't vote. He believes that women shouldn't vote. You know, I mean, only North Carolina can crap like this go over and fly. Because, as we know, last week we had, well, not even we call his name, but that Republican primary for that House seat, 6-5, he got zero votes. He's a clown. He's a loser. You know, he's a Nazi. I'm sorry. You know, no, I'm not sorry. He's a fucking Nazi. Call a spade a spade. He's a convicted criminal. Nobody takes him seriously. You know, listening to his show and everything. Oh, my God. I mean, the caller from Alaska, for example, he called the show, listened to that show, and the amount of insanity that went on to that show, you know? Yeah. And that vile threat you made about, you know, do we have anybody down there? Robert is in Albuquerque. You find me and deal with me. Bring it, bitch. Bring it. Please.
Yeah.
You know, these people, you know.
Yeah, I think us women are going to have to save the country. All the women are going to get out and vote to keep their own rights, to save ourselves and our daughters and our granddaughters. And we've been saving, you know, it's been working. We got to beat the bushes and get every woman out there and vote and keep the Democrats in. We got to.
Yes. Absolutely.
Another thing that the Associated Press wrote is that Alabama Supreme Court Justice Sarah Stewart, who was part of the court's majority that ruled frozen embryos are considered children under state law, has won a Republican nomination for Alabama Chief Justice.
Oh,
so the madness continue with these people. You know?
Yeah.
It's just absolutely sheer madness on the Republican Party.
How do they figure that four cells make a person? I mean, they didn't even have, I mean, there was no such thing when the Bible was written, was there? How did they figure?
They're just absolutely crazy. They're out of their minds.
They are.
Yeah.
It is crazy. You can scramble an egg, and an egg comes from a chicken, but you can't scramble a chicken.
I know.
Oh, Lord.
There is just...
You can put the eggs in the refrigerator, but you can't put a live chicken in the refrigerator. Oh, my God. Think about it.
We just might as well laugh, because if not, I mean, you know.
You cry.
Yeah. There's millions of people in this country that are alive and working and well and have jobs, and they were... IVF, they were created because of IVF. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you guys remember test tube babies?
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Yes, back in the day.
And it's test so expensive. Baby. No poor person can afford to do that. They're only the wealthy.
No.
It's over $30,000 a pop, a try.
Yeah, it is.
So who can afford that?
So, not only that, Susie, think about this. I mean, you know, if you have the money, or I know that some people have taken second mortgages, you know, that I've read about that, or they've gotten loans, and, you know, and their main goal in their life is to have a family, you know, and yes, it's expensive, but to them it's an investment into a life. But then you have these Republicans that are pro-life, but don't want them to have a family. What the hell do they want then? It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
No, and you know how many kids need to be adopted?
for whatever reason, they don't have parents. I mean, either they're in prison, they die, or, you know, whatever. And these kids need homes. But they, you know, people are willing to spend $30,000 a pop to have IVF, and they don't want to adopt a kid, a baby that was just born.
Yeah.
It's crazy because they have to have their own cells to have their bloodline or some crap. It's a child.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that desperate for a child, you can get one for nothing. And these, and then the kids that are in foster care, when they turn 18, they're put in the streets.
Yeah,
they got homeless kids because they don't have anything. What can you do at 18? You don't have money built up to afford an apartment or anything or a car. Look how expensive everything is. How are these kids supposed to do a life? If you're so big on being Christian and helping people, help those kids.
Yep.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Help them. Absolutely help them.
Didn't Christ say help the least of us?
Yes.
Yeah, and for that crazy woman, who gave the rebuttal for the State of the Union, so let me get this straight. You know, Katie Britt said that sex cartels are bad. So that's why she wants the American people to vote for a rapist like Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They got him on tape saying, like, how he likes to grab women by the, what you call it, you know, because he's rich and famous and they like it. And how many were there that were suing him at the beginning of, before he became president? There was what, 20-some women that wanted to sue him, but they didn't?
20 right now.
I mean, he's got more than that.
What father puts fishnet nylons on 11-year-old daughter and takes her into his bedroom to pose for pictures on the bed? What kind of normal father does that?
That's not normal. That's a pedophile. That's a racist.
Yeah. It's creepy. It's creepy.
That is creepy. I feel so sorry for Ivanka.
Just like her friend and... Just like our friend in North Carolina, his type of people, you know, they're just creepy all over, you know, obsessed with guns, incels, you know, probably can't get a woman, you know, the only way they can get a woman is to drug them and rape them. You know, that's how insipid and disgusting they are, you know.
Penis problems. They have to carry a machine gun because their other gun is too
tiny. There you go. You know, you go in grocery shopping, you carry AK-47. Oh, yeah, you know, I have an AK-47. Ha, ha, ha. Second Amendment rights. These people are out of their minds and cannot be given power, whether on a state level or federal level or even local level, because these are the people who are destroying America. We can do better than this. And hopefully...
It's pretty pathetic
that number goes
when you have elementary kids doing gun, we used to do tornado warnings or maybe the atomic bomb under your desk, you know, in the 50s. Well, now the poor kids have to worry about shooters in the school. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just a couple things that President Biden mentioned that he would like to do when reelected. For education, he would like to have free preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds. I think that is awesome. A 3- and a 4-year-old, if they are in preschool, they blossom. You know, they are social. They can learn how to read their colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can solve problems. It helps them when they go into, you know, kindergarten, and they can be reading by first grade. It's all for them. It's just something that's
all over Europe and other countries, except we don't.
Yes. He also wants to expand high quality tutoring. He wants also to have more programs for like hands-on trades, like in high schools, like they used to do, where you could go to art class and you could do woodworking or you could, you know, work on cars, that sort of thing. You know, we need that because the workforce can not only be, you know, working on computers and high tech. You know, we need people mm-hmm. that are hands-on people that can fix things, that can build things. You know,
yep,
we
the
need
trades
that.
Are important. You have to have people build your house, fix your car, build your cars.
Exactly.
And, you know, right up here, they got at our community college, they have a pilot's class and also air traffic controller and mechanic class. And it's one of the top ones in the country. And kids are lining up to get in there. To be a mechanic, the starting wage is $86,000 to $120,000 starting wage.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so why wouldn't a kid
want to
do that?
Yes.
Right, exactly. We'll have one more caller. We'll have limited time, 20 minutes left. And, I think this is Madeline calling in from Michigan. Madeline, are you here? Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Susie, Elaine, Lori.
Hi, Madeline. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I just got done watching Bill Maher, okay? That's why I wasn't on right away.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, that man couldn't be any – he had De Niro on.
Mm-hmm.
And that De Niro couldn't have been more right on, and he is not even a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he's saying the fact that we not only have to let the Dems know what is out there available for them – how many senators have refused federal funding for their constituents?
Oh, yeah.
And how many of them even know about that? The Democrats are too damn quiet.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, somebody in Michigan told me that we were getting free money and we didn't get it. You really think I'm going to vote for them? They don't know.
Yeah.
They do not know. That's the problem. They're not advertising what these damn fools are doing.
Well,
they got free money. They're not
Madeline, Madeline, that's free money. Mm-hmm. Their share. Their share.
Absolutely. Irregardless, those senators are holding it back.
They sure are.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe if these Southerners knew how they're being treated under the table, they wouldn't think Trump was such a big dog after all.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell them? I haven't heard anybody talk about it. Have you?
No.
President Biden brought it up last night because there have been states that will not take the federal funding. They don't want the money. Okay, good. He said last night, if you don't want the money, give it back and we'll find some place to spend it. Who wants it?
Well, that's not thinking of the constituents of the United States, okay? That really probably wasn't all that.
He was teasing them because they voted against the infrastructure bill, but then they took the money. When the state took the money, they bragged on, oh, look at the bridge I built you, and they voted against it. That's what he did.
Some of them, yes, some of them did, but what about the ones that don't even know? And they're the Southerners.
Yeah.
Well, they do, you know, that's the job of the Democrats that live in those states. And you're right, Madeline. That's the job for the Democrats that live in those states to tell the people that live in that state that there is federal funding that you did not receive because the Republicans don't want you to have it.
They don't want you to have it. And most of most of that money were especially in the southern states for low-income families to feed their children.
Yes.
If that doesn't get to your heart, people down there in the South, nothing will.
They don't
got to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me all fired up watching Bill Maher because, you know, when De Niro goes anywhere, he bitches about Trump.
Yeah.
Good man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I love him all the time.
And
yes,
there's 20 senators, 19 senators. Well, that's 19 states that don't know a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting fucked, and they don't even know it.
That's why we have to get involved. And I, you know, I've been sitting on my ass, but I'm going to get going. Next week, our local Democratic Party is trying to drum up 70 people to run for local offices. And I'm not going to run for office, but I'm going to help them run for office. So I'm showing up at the meeting, and we got to get them in there. We got to get good people in. And it's got to start at the ground floor, township boards, you know, county boards, you name it. We got to get them in there. Senators, you know, mayors, whatever. We got to get them in. We have to work for them. We got to do as much as we can right now. It's do or die.
Yes, it is. Indeed. And you do, and if you do, you know, come across anyone that wants to run, they are always welcome on this show because this is what we're doing. We're trying to promote democracy. We're trying to promote Democrats, people that care about the country and they live in, and the people that live there as well.
But
what
Liz,
I can't
Liz,
understand
Liz,
is
Liz,
don't.
Go ahead. Make your point.
You're worried about, you know, they're talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare and Obamacare. Don't the Republicans need that, too? Why would they want to vote against that?
Absolutely, Susie. They're going to take it out of the Republicans' hands just as well as they will everybody else. And I think that's going to, you touch somebody's money, maybe they'll wake up.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Once it's gone, it's going to be hard to get it back. So we got to fight for it. That's what I'm saying. We can't sit on our ass. We got to get busy. We got to put our two cents in. We got to do emails.
We got to advertise.
We got to advertise. We got to do a lot. Pound the bushes. I know. I get
But the thing is, after the State of the Union last night, the Democratic National Committee raking millions of dollars because people are donating right and center.
And,
you know, Democrats want to have this approach saying that, you know, we should talk to our neighbors who are right-wing, our family members or friends. Why bother?
No.
Because these people on the right, the level of willful ignorance and delusion is just exhausting. I tried, believe me, I tried. You know, people come across, neighbors, friends, even family members who are right-wing, who are pro-Trump.
Yeah, you can't talk to them. They're brainwashed.
Yes, there's no logical thinking. There's no rational thinking. Believe me, I tried. Even Lori and I, when we get these right-wing calls, we'll have them on probably for the whole show and everything. I'll try to reason with them, but what they try to do is try to direct the conversation where they want to go. We'll ask them one question. Instead of answering the question, deflect to, what about abortion? Okay, you're talking about abortion. Let's talk about abortion. We'll answer the question. We'll ask them a question about pro-life, pro-choice, whatever. Hey, what about gun control? You liberals trying to take away our guns. You're not ever on the show. Okay, if you want your show, create your own show. Okay? Or go back to that stupid man in North Carolina, I know they call him by name, who lost his primary with zero votes and is a convicted felon. And, you know, and alleged Nazi, you know? So if you want those people in office, vote for them by all means. Knock yourself out. Send money to them. But
that's
don't call
right.
And
that Nazi.
Don't think you call this show and try to dictate where the conversation is going to go because it's not going to work. You'll be cut off, okay? And this is not free speech. We pay our money like everybody else monthly. And if we want to talk about things, we'll have an agenda here listed out. What will we talk about for the night? If you don't like it, don't call. Don't listen. We don't care, okay? You can jump off a bridge for all we care. Go to hell.
Well done. Well said, David.
The other thing I want to mention is, you know, our agenda is basically for this year, for this season, for now, is to promote democracy, to promote President Biden, to promote some of the candidates we're going to have on the show, on our podcast. That is our goal, so that we can have, you know, a democracy, so we can move forward. I mean, our country is doing wonderfully when it comes for 100% of the people. We know that. But we're working on it. You know, we're working on it. But if you have someone like the Orange Monster become president, everything that Biden and his administration have worked to put into place will be demolished. It'll be destroyed. And that within itself will say, we can just say goodbye to democracy. We can say goodbye to so many things. You know, the infrastructure, the green energy, you know, the lower taxes, everything, you know, everything. We can say goodbye to everything. You know, and President Biden last night also said, which I wanted to mention, since my daughter is a teacher, he said that, and my daughter is a teacher, and Susie was a teacher, but I'm just saying he did say that he wanted to give them a raise. Absolutely. Yep. And they deserve a raise.
Exactly.
They do not work. You know, they're not done when they leave that school. You know, they don't know grade papers. They have, you know, they have teachers, emailing them. It goes on and on. Daughter this past week, she's doing training. You know, she's got to do training. I mean, that's part of her job now. I mean,
it never ends. People have no idea how much teachers have to do, meetings,
don't forget,
and all that stuff, education.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, you're putting your life out there. Kids will deck you. You get punched. Parents come in and yell at your face. And I wouldn't want to be a teacher now. They should have hazard pay, for Christ's sake.
Yep. Right? Yeah.
You know,
another thing is
like
religious freedom. Religious freedom.
Yeah.
If I discriminate against or criticize you, it's called religious freedom. As in the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
If a Christian go against or criticize anybody, it's called religious freedom. But if I return the favor, it's called persecution. Nobody's persecuting you because you're a Christian. We're not even persecuting you. We're just criticizing you that you're wrong, that church and state should not mix. It wasn't founded, the Constitution of the United States wasn't founded on Christianity. Nowhere in the Constitution is there the word Bible or Jesus or any Christian text, you know? So get over yourselves, right-wingers, you know? Grow up.
David, have you ever, you know, you hear people when they interviewed those Trumpers, the MAGAs, and they say, Trump did so much for him. When you ask him, what did he do? Did you ever hear an answer? Did you ever
answer because that's all brainwashed and stupid, willfully ignorant and stupid, because some of them really stupid.
I know,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
great
in North Carolina,
tax breaks for the rich corporations.
Like,
what else
example,
did he do?
The guy who ran in North Carolina, he's literally stupid. You have to wonder sometimes if his parents are siblings. That's how stupid and ignorant this man is. You know? He makes Trump look like a Red Scholar. He makes Trump look like a Red Scholar. This is how ignorant and stupid man is. You know? Oh, my God.
I think, is too much money in the elections. So, I mean, the Supreme Court fucked it all up when they said corporations are people, too, and can donate as much as they want. And they have bought and paid for our Congress, and it's disgusting.
That's because the Supreme Court, voted for Citizens United.
Yes, exactly. That's what I said. They screwed everything up. And now look at where we're at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, again, you tell the people how they're going to get screwed by not getting their Social Security, and then they will refuse money from the federal government. How pissed off or how loyal is someone going to be to Trump after that?
I know. Well, we'll see.
They don't think it's going to happen. Oh, no, it won't happen. Yeah, sit back and watch.
That's all you can do, because tell them, they won't believe you, And then when they get hit in the head with no check, there you go.
Absolutely. There's one
they forget
thing
they paid into it. Everybody pays when they work, Social Security and Medicare. It was from Roosevelt's time, for Pete's sake.
Right.
And you want to take that away?
No, they're not.
Right. Because they want to invest it in Wall Street.
Yeah, that's right. There's one more thing that I wanted to mention or just talk about briefly. The Florida Board of Education announced that it's banning public colleges from using state and federal funds for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. That's the latest move by the GOP-controlled state to crack down on efforts to address race and gender-related inequities in higher education. They said that they're going to implement, the board said they're going to implement strict regulations to limit the Florida college system's use of public funds for DEI programs, activities, and policies. The decision applies to all 28 of the state's college campuses, including some that have substantial Black and Latino populations. Isn't that wonderful? Say goodbye to.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could pick them all up and put them in another state and say, okay, you whiteys left over, go try to fix your state. You know, when those big tornadoes come in and the hurricanes and all that shit, who do you think takes care of it? Who rebuilds a state? They're full of crap. You know, the engineers and all that. They all leave and leave them
Texas
to their swamp.
Texas is next. After those wildfires, whose door are they going to be knocking on?
Oh, yeah.
For help.
But they bust them in them all over the country and spend all that money, but they can't fix their own electrical grid because that was started by their electric. Did you hear that?
Well,
they think the cause was the electrical grid.
Oh,
yeah.
A private company.
Yeah.
And
they remember the cost and the freeze and all that. Everybody was freezing in Texas.
Yep.
And the
because they don't put a nickel into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They went to the United States government for help, did they?
Yeah, right.
As soon as something happens,
they got their hands out, though, right? Don't they?
That's my point exactly. But at the same time, I'll bet you Ted Cruz was one of the senators, and I got to look it up because I think I saw his name. He's one of them that refused it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, that piece of shit.
Okay, there it is. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll wrap up on everything, but we'll say spirited conversation.
Bye, Susie.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll be back. We'll be back on Sunday coming up.
Bye.
We're going to interview Christina. She's running for the prosecutor for the great city in Macomb County. When she wins, she'll be the first woman, female, elected to that position. So look forward to Christine Hines on that interview coming up Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, I want to thank the patronage for people out there on Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community page. And it's getting a lot of hits, not even in America only, but worldwide. We have international calls, you know, from Argentina, Belgium, Switzerland, Singapore, Germany, you know, you name it. We have conversations with some of these people in private message on our Facebook. You know, some of them are lawyers, doctors, you know, and campus deans and what have you, because they're really interested in the show. And not because people are calling here regularly, it doesn't mean that they're not listening. So the statistics were growing daily. Okay, and the website is through the roof, thanks to Jerry and Brittany. June is her name, you know. So they're doing a good job in upkeeping the website. We're grateful for them, and we're grateful for you to sharing across social media, not only Facebook, but also on X and other social media, you know. And we're going to expand on other social media, too. So we look forward to, you know, communicating with everybody. Recipes will come up soon on the website, and also new blog articles. you know, we have it weekly, these blog articles, but because, you know, life catch up with us and, you know, you have the things, you know, you not really have the time or energy. But we're getting there slowly but surely. And as Laura said earlier, our main aim is to get Democrats elected in 2024 because, you know, if Republicans win any House or any Senate or, if God forbid, the White House, then we're screwed as a nation, okay? And never follow a leader who's more in love with power than people. And Donald Trump is in love with power, and he's in love with himself. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about America. What he cares about is money. What he cares about is prestige and power, you know? And if you continue to watch Fox News and AON and whomever else, that's your prerogative. You know, knock yourself out. You know, but this is a democracy, and we're going to fight tooth and nail to win and keep this democracy because people are looking to America as a beacon of hope. And democracy will prevail here in America because this is what we're made of. You know, when you write us off, we'll come right back and we'll kick ass. And Dark Brandon kicked Trump's ass last night. He kicked Republicans' ass last night. And just say in response, you know, it was like she was auditioning for some sort of role on the Hallmark TV channel. That's how bad this woman was. Even her own Republicans criticizing how dramatic and melodramatic she was. So these people have no clue what they're doing. They don't know how to govern. You know, they can run a real slick campaign with lies and half-truths and what have you. But American people wake up and they know what's going on. And trust me, Democrats going to sweep them. You've never seen this blue wave like you've never seen before. 1968 was big. Or 1964, Goldwater, the Republican versus LBJ. You think that was big? You think Reagan versus Mondale in 1980 was big? This electoral victory by Democrats coming up in November is going to be the biggest in the history of United States electoral politics. So hang in there, people. And when you're going to register, grab 10 people, make sure they are registered. Election day come. Make sure you have, like, a caravan of people going to the election stations, voting Democrats en masse because Republicans have no clue. They can't govern. They've proven that they can't govern. They can't even agree among themselves. You know, so why put people in who don't know what they're doing and arguing, fighting each other because one wing is more extreme and the other one, establishment, is bad enough in itself. But when you're going extreme now, you know, you're just going Hitler way. Hitler would have been proud. Lincoln probably turned in his grave, and Reagan, and Ike, and even Nixon. You know, I can say it because I was once a Republican, and these people are disgusting. The Republican Party today is disgusting. So, you know, with that, that would be the final word. Any closing comments, Lori?
Well, I just want people to understand what is at stake in this country. Yes, President Biden is up there in years, but he is wise. He's educated. He has a good heart. He has empathy. He wants to see this country succeed. It will be his legacy. It is very important to him. It's important to the American people. And we just have to keep faith. We have to work hard to elect Democrats all over the country in every single race that's going on. And if you have extra money and you see a candidate that's struggling, you know, send them $5, $10, send them something, you know, share his website, share their website. You know, there's just different things that we can do on social media to help out as well. So, I mean, this has to be, we have to unite as a people to get this country to understand that our democracy is in trouble, and we need to vote for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the administration that he has right now is superior. They are amazing people, all of them. They've done good work for us. So with that, everyone have a good evening. We will be back on Sunday evening with a guest, like David said, and then again on Monday. So everyone have a good night, and we will talk and vote blue, people. Just talk, vote blue. That's it.
Yes,
thank you.
On behalf of everybody, thank you for listening. And we'll see you Sunday. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. Everyone have a good evening. We love you all, and take care. Bye now.
Well, we love you. Good night, Elaine. Good night, Susie.
Good night.
Good night.